narrated Quraib. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, slept till he snored, and then offered salah, prayer, or probably lay till his breath sounds were heard, and then got up and prayed. Ibn Abbas added, I stayed overnight in the house of my aunt, Maymuna. The Prophet, peace be upon him, slept for a part of the night, and late in the night, he got up and performed ablution from a hanging water skin, a light, perfect ablution, and stood up for salah. I too performed a similar ablution. Then I went and stood on his left. He drew me to his right, and prayed as much as Allah wished, and again lay and slept, till his breath sounds were heard. Later on, the muezzin, call maker for the salah, came to him, and informed him that it was time for salah. The Prophet, peace be upon him, went with him for the salah, without performing a new ablution. Sufyan said to Amr, that some people said, The eyes of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sleep, but his heart does not sleep. Amr replied, I heard Ubayd ibn Umayr saying that the dreams of prophets were divine revelations. And then he recited the verse, Inni ara fil manami anni azbahuk. O my son, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you. Offer you in sacrifice to Allah. Quran chapter 37, verse 102.